Let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. It is the final Friday before we launch a simulcast on 12 News Plus. We're looking forward to that. So basically what will happen, and we'll just kind of get you set up here. What will happen is you'll be able to now watch this stream also on 12 News Plus. So it is, you know, if you haven't seen that, we stream a lot of content at 12 News. And so there will be in one of our live video players through KWCH.com and through the app and the other things we have, you'll be able to watch the stream there as well as all the other places you've been able to watch. So should be really cool. We're looking forward to that partnership. It'll be good timing on that. We'll get all the, you know, kinks worked out. We'll be ready to rock and roll, and we'll have sort of that runway right before football season when we'll be, you know, we will be ironed out at that point. So we're looking forward to that. You know, if you'd like to be a part of that, you can reach out to Tommy. You can reach out to 12 News. We're certainly looking for supporters in that endeavor as well. But we'll have Brandon Zenner out of Big 12 Media Days that we'll check in with throughout the week. That access, which we've always had, but it's even more in the forefront now. That will be really cool. But it's a partnership we're excited about, Tommy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And all of the different avenues, like you just mentioned, to then be able to watch our video stream that we've really worked hard on the last year plus or so that we've been doing this. Obviously, if you're a radio listener, if you're a KFH radio listener or the Odyssey app or any of those other audio ways to consume the show, that's not going to change at all. If you like watching the show on YouTube or on X or on Facebook, that's not going to change at all. You can still do that. But what I really like about the different platforms, especially with the simulcast, is that if you've got a smart TV, if you've got an Amazon Fire Stick or a Roku or a Chromecast or whatever that looks like, you can download the 12 News app and be able to just watch it right on your connected TV, which that's really cool also.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and there are endless possibilities that we will work through and make our way through that will be a lot of fun. We'll, you know, sort of combine powers. You'll see a freshened up look on a lot of things with, you know, video people getting involved in radio shows, which is always great. Here's what you guys can be the most excited about, though, outside of another way to take in the show. We're really trying to ramp up and explode out of the gate. So On Monday's show, we are fully expecting to have two big-time guests. One, Royals General Manager J.J. Piccolo is expected to join us near the top of the show. I am really looking forward to that conversation. As often as we talk about the trade deadline and where this franchise is headed, getting Piccolo in here, the timing couldn't be better. We just want to pick his brain, really introduce him, too. I have not talked to him. So this will be my first conversation with him, but just to really get up to speed with what the Royals need to do, we'll have that Monday. That will be near the top of the show, so make sure you're tuning in around that 9 o'clock hour, and we'll make that connection. And then also in that first hour, we're going to have Mitch Holthus join us, just sort of for an off-season check-in. Always good to hear from Mitch, but I am curious to see how the work has gone, what he thinks of some of the new players. Get his thoughts on, you know, trying for a three-peat here. If it feels like any of the off-the-field stuff has been distracting at all, he'll have a pulse of all of that. So eager to check in with Mitch. That's a pretty good way to kick things off. That's, I think as of now, that's all we have coming Monday is that. And then we'll have Paul Mills on Tuesday, Wichita State head men's basketball coach. Great timing there. Having conversations with some of the KU and K-State folks. We fully expect a nice football for K-State check-in at some point over the next couple of weeks, and hope for something similar with KU. So there's a lot coming over the next couple of weeks. We enter what would normally be the slowest time on the sports calendar with a lot of great guests and a lot of fun as we launch that simulcast. So it should be a lot of fun. We hope everybody's able to take that in as we make that transition.
You mentioned the timing of having J.J. Piccolo on the show, and that's perfect with, you know, a couple of weeks to go until the trade deadline. But on top of that, you know, entering into the final week before the All-Star break. And so assessing the Royals at that break, you know, and being able to, you know, pick his brain a little bit on sort of what the direction is, what he likes about this squad, what needs to be improved, and, you know, see if that lines up with what you and I have been talking about for the last few weeks or so about what we think needs to be improved with this team. So I can't tell you how excited I am, not only for the simulcast launch, also to have guests like JJ Piccolo, and then of course Mitch Holtz, who is incredible, to kick off this new partnership. I can't wait.
We still have to look back with Piccolo too, because he had one of the better off seasons in Major League Baseball. You won't find one that's been better, I don't think, based on additions making an immediate and sudden improvement. The things that he did this offseason were just incredible. So that'll be a good conversation. We're working out the final details on that. We expect it near the top of the show. We expect that launch near the top of the show. So join us. It'll be fun. It's an exciting time here for Sports Daily, and we just continue to grow it. And we hope you will, too. But you can do that. This video stream is available already on Facebook, YouTube, and X. You can share it there. We'd appreciate that. You can always leave your comments for the show there. You can always call into the show at 869-1240. And here we go. We'll be rocking and rolling on Monday. I might have to spiff up my background here. It's been my background since we launched the video stream, and I'm decoratively challenged, you might say.
We're working on mine this weekend. It's going to be a little bit more, a little bit more professional looking, I think, by Monday.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Hey, Jacob, where's Macho?
He's right there. Right there.
Right here. You've got hidden away.
My kids put this beanie on over the weekend. They found that. They're pretty excited about that. Yeah, he's down there. He's hanging. He's hanging in there. Maybe I can find a way to pin him to the wall. That'd be kind of weird, actually. But it'll be fun. It'll be good.